Someone cook this S.
Robert the Mailman. Then there's a third one that has a guy that looks like he's in a Japanese zoo, and he's out there cleaning up some kind of animal dung. Can you see that?
Wow.
A nice postcard, and he writes, Don's and Mike's. Uh-huh. Must be a big effing cat. Robert the Mailman. And then we got one other one. Actually, this one is came to Beth Ann McBride.
What's Robert's handwriting like?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, take a look. It's not bad. His handwriting is better.
His handwriting approaches maybe even being a little feminine.
Well, I would expect neat handwriting from a postal worker.
Yeah, I suppose he has to do it all the time, you know.
Oh, no, he'd be a neat reader, not a writer.
Well, but they know the importance of writing neatly so they can read the addresses.
I know how to handle these touchy situations. Let me say, with his writing, he's very well-spoken.
I understand.
You sound like every 80-year-old in America. Right?
Not everyone. Some aren't that nice.
No, you know, I was watching, I don't know what it was, ESPN or something about football over the weekend where they still say that. They're talking about these graduates that are coming into the pros now and even the undergrads. And they always say, came from, you know, whatever program, but we spoke to him very well spoken.
Ah, that puts everyone's mind at ease.
And they only say that about the brothers.
I know.
If it's the 8-foot white ostrich who is 400 pounds from Nebraska.
And he's so well spoken, you don't hear that.
And
ever.
You know, that guy, when he speaks, it's like, duh, I killed the quarterback for you. And they never come out and say he's very well spoken.
No, he's not.
These sports guys are amazing. You get a brother in there.
It is amazing to me that on broadcast networks in this day and age, you still hear that, and you do. And it's not like you don't hear it a lot. You hear it on more than one occasion every year. It's like, very well spoken guy. You hear it a lot of baseball telecasts. And we're sitting down here, and there's a nice young man. Really well-spoken, terrific young man.
Not the type of great
mug people or family man. You know, he's doing a fantastic job. So really, really incredible. He's so nice.
Very well-spoken.
Very well-spoken.
And then you have this one from the last card that we received today from Robert Mailman. It's a rather beautiful, almost erotic side of a hillside in Japan.
Like a painting, perhaps?
And this one comes to Beth Ann.
Uh-huh.
Says, this is so pretty. You should lie here with me naked in my room, overlooking the city.
Well, that's a romantic
and time. And then, unlike the other ones that say Robert the Mailman, just signed.
How's it signed?
Adams.
I like that.
That's cool. Simply Adams.
Oh, that's Adams great. Out.
The Adams family.
I didn't know he was making a push for Beth Ann.
Okay, from our Is This Funny file. You know, we got a lot of devoted listeners out there, and a lot of you cats got too much time on your hand. This is from some guy named Sean Ward, okay, who listens to us. Well, it doesn't say Tampa Bay. Two cast and crew of Don and Mike's show. I want to help. Don mentioned during Buzz's stroke on Thursday, if he had held up a sign, others may have paid attention to him sooner. I have made you paddles.
Oh, good.
Message paddles. There's some for everybody. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, my God. He really did make message paddles.
Sean Ward, yes. And Buzz, here you go. Here's one for you.
These could come in handy.
This side says.
I'm dying.
And the other side says.
I'm sick.
Well, this is good for the car, too.
Here's another one for you, Buzz. That right. It says.
It's cold here.
And then the other side.
I'm dead.
I'm dead. Then hold on. This one would be. Oh, Don Geronimo. This is me.
Uh-huh. World's dumbest millionaire on one side.
And on the other side.
Got midget. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of shaky for me.
Yeah.
And then you've got, hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
Here you go. For Mike O'Meara, it says.
I can run around in circles for ye.
And then on the other side, it says,
AA is for quitters.
And then for me, this is another one for me, it says, I heart Bruce Wayne.
I love Bruce Wayne.
That is nice.
And I guess because it's kind of a gay thing, on the other side, it just says D.O.T.
Wow.
Hang on to that.
That's a stalker fan right there.
Which, remember, do our thing, which is the thing that those... boys in high school.
Somebody remembered that and obsessed on it.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Okay, Robbie. Yeah. Here you go, Rob Spiewak. This guy made a sign for you. This one says, hate equally.
With an equal sign under it.
Uh-huh. And then on the other side, it says,
buy American, be American.
Right.
I'm just going to love that.
Okay. Here's another one for you, Rob. This one says, I heart Gene Rayburn.
Oh, that's nice.
See, the guy put a little thought into this.
Yeah, right.
How about the other side?
White power.
White power.
Oh, my God.
White power.
That's great, because my old white power sign is getting wore out.
And without the sign, who can tell?
Hold on a second. Hold on. About well-spoken black people?
Good luck.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just talking about how they say somebody in the NFL is well-spoken.
Right.
Or any athlete,
it's just going ahead and flipping it around. And a lot of times you hear somebody has, like, deceptive speed, maybe like Wayne Corbett.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Means
no, hold on.
Absolutely.
Hold on. He's sneaky quick. No, you're right. And what they're saying is there's no way that a white guy can run as fast as a brother. That Brandon Stokely of the Colts.
He's from my hometown right here.
You are right. He's deceptively quick.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Moves, and you know what they want to say? Moves you wouldn't expect from a white man.
Right,
but they don't say, you know, moves that you wouldn't expect with someone from his athletic background.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, man, great show. I was just calling to chime in with that one.
Can I just tell you something?
Let's have it.
You're very well spoken.
Oh, wonderful.
Good job.
And deceptively spoken.
Deceptively spoken.
Thank you. And now I'll speak to you. As your friends would.
Mm-hmm.
What happening now, brother? I heard you on the Don's and Mike show.
You got to keep practicing.
Hello there.
Not quite there.
Hello there.
You got to keep practicing.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Keep killing me.
Beth Ann, hello there. Very well spoken.
Beth Ann is very well spoken, and she's deceptively fast.
Hold on. We've got for Joe, we've got Forget It.
Forget It, I'm halfway home.
And
what's on the back side of that one? I love Schedule 3 narcotics. That's a good sign.
And hold on. Let me see. Two for Beth Ann. Here you go. Here's one that says,
all thonged up.
Hey, all right. And the other side says,
petting, but only to a point.
Right. Then the other Beth Ann McBride sign says,
I love you both equally.
Her dog and her daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
And then,
Dick.
A tribute, obviously, to Richard Nixon.
The name, of course.
Like,
the name in quotation marks.
The guy took some popsicle sticks and.
Yeah. Asshat, is that for me?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Where is that one, Mike?
I like that one. Yeah.
Asshat.
And on the other side, it says Visit Homer. Oh dear. Oh my.
What?
No, I liked him up until that point.
Really?
Did you see what he did?
No. What?
He spelled it wrong.
Oh. Hold on.
I was so happy.
It went by quickly.
I was so happy.
M-E-A-R-A.
Right, oh, right.
Yes. Is that a competitor's?
Right across the street.
Yeah, right across the street. They've opened a knockoff.
That's how hot we are, baby. This guy put a hell of a lot of work and effort into this. We just want to say, you know, pal, you're a loser. Join a club or something.
Yes.
You know,
get a life, please.
Know, read a book. Buy a television set, for God's sakes. But
they were funny.
These are cute little, like, almost like we're protesting.
Did a deceptively neat job with them.
There they go, and we'll just file those away. Thank you for those.
We're going to need those.
Hold on a second. What else did I get over the weekend here? Oh, yes. Jesus.
Oh. You got Jesus over the weekend?
Well, Mike, you know the J-Man is with me always.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I did a search on the internet.
Co-pilot, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I keep forgetting. Anyway, I know Jesus is just all right with me.
Absolutely.
And there was a story in some newspaper online that I was reading over the weekend about some guy changed his name to Jesus Christ, and he's moved to another state, and they won't give him a driver's license with the name Jesus Christ on it because they're saying, listen, your real name is like, you know, Norman Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the name you were born with. That's the first time that the names Norman Chad and Jesus Christ have ever been mentioned together, right. Unless it was saying Jesus Christ. Norman Chad is a tool.
It's an ass hat.
Anyway, there are at least 17 Jesus Christs listed in the phone book in America.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll take a second out now. We just have just a second to try to call. We'll make this a daily quest to try to call Jesus.
Calling Jesus. Oh, my God. What a thrill.
Now, Mike, do
what
you think...
What a thrill.
Do you think Jesus lives in California, Georgia, Maryland, Maine, or Florida for this round of Let's Call Jesus?
I think Jesus... I've been there. I've been to the state for years. I've always called it God's country. I think Jesus lives in Maine.
Okay. Kind of knew that. You're a homer for Maine.
I'm a homer for Maine. Hi to all our friends that are listening on WZAN in Portland, Maine. An
all
affiliate
right,
that did not cancel us today.
Rob, can you?
Mike, I'm sorry he spelled your name wrong.
And thank Mike, you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Rob.
Mike, it's not they canceled us. They canceled the format.
Yeah.
And let's deal with the fact that they canceled our format in Buffalo mm-hmm. for what is simply the latest format that's going to revolutionize radio as
right.
we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Jack FM.
Unbelievable.
It's so funny that we've been goofing on that and talking about that like over the last month that this is the latest fad that is sweeping America.
Who what knew? You want to do when you have something completely original and unique with a hot talk format on an FM station, blow it up for some more stations playing music.
Uh-huh. You having any luck there?
First time it didn't go through, I just redialed.
And? Today's check on Jesus?
Takes a long time up there.
Hi, could I speak to Mr. Christ, please?
Christ.
Christ. Christ.
It's got to be Christ. His first name? His first name is Jesus.
Is Jesus there? Oh, hi. My name is Rob. I'm with CBS
okay.
Radio.
Okay.
All right, good.
Would you have a moment to come on the radio? With
reassuring.
Us?
All right. Every day we're going to talk to Jesus on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, just put your voice on the radio and talk to our host.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, there we go. Hey, this is neat.
You're right, Mike. Maine was the first one.
I told you you lived there. Anybody else you'd try wouldn't be home.
Mm-hmm.
He knew we were
okay,
calling.
Can you hang on a second and come on the radio with us? Okay, hang on.
Oh, good.
Boy, you got a winner here. She's been mailing letters to Washington.
It's a she?
Yes.
Hello, Jesus?
Yes.
Is this Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir, it is.
Impossible. Oh. Impossible.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're a lady.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Well, now just hold on.
Unacceptable,
please
Mike.
Suspend disbelief.
Yes,
please explain.
No, Jesus has long, flowing hair like Bo Bice.
Don, what if you're wrong?
Jesus has a beard like Bo Bice.
What if you're wrong?
You have a beard?
Babe. Hello, ma'am. Hi. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. I did a search over the weekend for people named Jesus Christ.
How are you, Jesus?
What made you do the search?
Didn't God tell you?
I lost Jesus' number.
It's in the Ellsworth directory in Maine.
Yeah, in Maine.
In Maine, yes.
I knew Jesus lived in Maine.
Got it. So, listen, were you born with the name Jesus Christ?
Well, more or less, yes. I was adopted when I was 8 months old, uh-huh. and then 40.